Trying to produce high quality content as a business owner probably seems impossible right now with how busy you are. You probably have ideas, but you're burnt out and you just don't have the time, resources, or manpower to actually create ongoing high quality content. Freelancers are undependable, the employees you can afford are inexperienced, and agencies are way too expensive. So what's the solution? Breezy Content is a subscription that matches you with your very own content marketing team that will do everything from the strategy and planning of content to the writing, designing, and publishing of it. We handle everything from social media content to blog writing, SEO friendly content for your website, and even lead generation pieces. We have multiple research methodologies that we use, including interviews, questionnaires, and more, to make sure that all of the content that we create for you is custom, high quality, and will actually move the needle for your business. Don't believe me? I get it. See what our real customers are saying. If you're interested in learning more, book a call today. To learn how to create ongoing content when you don't have time to, visit makecontent.today for our free guide.
I want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, LinkedIn. Now, let me share a quick story. When I was looking to hire for my team, I needed someone who not only had the skills, but also fit our company culture. I turned to LinkedIn Jobs and it made the process seamless. The quality of candidates I found was exceptional and it saved me tons of time. Having quality candidates to interview is essential and LinkedIn Jobs makes it incredibly easy to find them. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. It's a platform that connects you with professionals you won't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? If you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're missing these candidates. Plus, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours on LinkedIn. And they're always looking to make the process easier. They even launched a feature to help you write job descriptions. So if you're ready to find your next great hire, post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Grant Baldwin, a nationally recognized speaker, podcaster, and author. Grant has built a successful career by helping thousands of people start and grow their own speaking business through his booked and paid to speak training course. He founded the Speaker Lab, where he provides invaluable resources and coaching to aspiring speakers across various industries. He's here to teach you the essential steps to find and book speaking gigs and how to build a sustainable speaking business. You're going to learn from Grant's experience on how to enhance your public speaking skills and take your speaking career to the next level. It doesn't matter if you're a professional speaker or if you're just an entrepreneur who wants to get in front of crowds more often and maybe even get paid for them. This is a masterclass in speaking.
Hey, my name is Grant Baldwin, and I'm the founder and CEO here at the Speaker Lab. And here at the Speaker Lab, we teach people how to find and book paid speaking engagements. So whether you're brand new to speaking, you're just getting started, you don't know what you don't know, or let's say you've been at this for a little while, you've done some gigs, you want to figure out how do you do more gigs, how do you do higher profile gigs, how do you get paid more, that's what we're going to talk about today, is how do you find and book paid speaking engagements? How do you get booked and paid to speak? So let's get into that. At the Speaker Lab, we teach what we call the Speaker Success Roadmap. It makes the acronym SPEAK, S-P-E-A-K. So write this down. The S is for select a problem to solve. Select a problem to solve. Now, this comes down to two key questions that you need to answer as a speaker. Number one is, who do you speak to? And number two is, what problem do you solve? Now, this is not exclusive to just speakers. This is true for entrepreneurs and business owners in general. So you have to be clear on not only who you are speaking to, but what is that problem you're solving? Now, the challenge here and the mistake that a lot of speakers make is we try to go as broad and as vague as possible. So sometimes I'll ask speakers, who do you speak to? And they'll say, I don't know, man, I speak to people. I speak to humans. My message is for everybody. And that just doesn't work. And the same thing is true whenever I say, well, tell me more about what you speak about. And they might say, well, what do you want me to speak about? I can speak about anything. I can speak about business or marketing or sales or family or relationships or sports or health or nutrition, and on the list goes. And the reality is you just can't do that. So again, you need to solve one specific problem for one specific audience. So the way we like to think about it at the Speaker Lab is that you want to be the steakhouse and not the buffet. The steakhouse and not the buffet. Meaning, let's imagine that you and I are going out for a good steak. Okay, we have a choice. We could go to a buffet where steak is one of 100 different things that they offer, and they're all mediocre. Or we could go to a steakhouse where they do one thing, but they do that one thing really, really, really well, right? They don't do lasagna. They don't do pasta. They don't do seafood. They don't do cupcakes. They don't do tacos. They do steak, and that's it. And so if you are a steakhouse, you are attracting one specific type of customer, one specific type of diner, right? You're not trying to appeal to vegetarians, right? That's not who the restaurant is for. And so nobody's excited about going to a buffet. People, if you're looking for a good steak, you go to a steakhouse. Let me give you another example here. Let's imagine that, God forbid, that you needed brain surgery, okay? Now, you have a choice. You could go to your local family medical doctor. They are a medical professional. They went to med school. They are a doctor. They probably know more about the brain than you or I do. They may have done a couple surgeries here and there on various things, but they've never done brain surgery. Or you could go to a brain surgeon where day in and day out, that's all they do is they do brain surgery. If you have a broken arm, you don't go to them. You got a bad cough, you don't go to them. If you got the Rona, you don't go to them. But if you got a brain issue, that's who you go to. And again, it's counterintuitive, but the more narrow, the more focused you are, the more specific and clear you are, the easier it is to find and attract the right type of clients for you as a speaker. Now, again, I know this seems simple, but when you get this, everything else that we're going to talk through in the speaker success roadmap becomes so much simpler. So again, the S, select a problem to solve. Next part of the process is P, prepare your talk. Prepare your talk. And this means being really, really clear on what is the solution that you're going to provide and how you're going to go about providing that. In this day and age, are you going to do that in person? Are you going to do that virtually? There's a ton of virtual options that we work with speakers on and help them understand how do you book those? How do you deliver those? Is this going to be a keynote or a workshop or a breakout or a seminar? Or are you going to use consulting or training? There's a lot of different ways that you can go about delivering the message and the solution to the problem that you are solving.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Next part of the process is E, to establish yourself as the expert. Establish yourself as the expert. Now, there's two key assets, marketing assets, that every speaker needs. Is number one, you need a website. And number two is you need a demo video. So in this day and age, you need a website. If you don't have a website, you don't exist and people will not take you seriously. I recommend that you also use your name as the domain, because as a speaker, you are the product. You are the brand. They're not buying whatever your business or company name is. They're hiring you as a person. So I I recommend that you use your name, .com. So I, for example, I have grantbaldwin.com. That is my speaking website. And that is different than my company website, which is the Speaker Lab. Now they can cross promote and cross link to each other, but grantbaldwin.com is for people who want to hire me as a speaker, and the speakerlab.com is for people who want to learn more about speaking. So having your domain is important. And number two is having a demo video. Now, what exactly is a demo video? So think of it like a movie trailer. A movie trailer, they take a, you know, 2-3 hour movie, they boil it down to a couple of minutes. And within those few minutes, you have an idea of who's in it, what's the plot, what's the theme, what's the genre. And the goal of a demo video and the goal of a movie trailer is to make people want to see more. So one thing to keep in mind here is that event planners, decision makers, they are in the risk mitigation business, meaning when they hire a speaker, they're taking a risk. When they put you or whoever up on their stage, hand them a microphone, like they're taking a risk. I hope that this person's going to do a good job, that they're going to deliver, that they're not going to say anything inappropriate or embarrass us or make me look bad. That's a big risk mitigation game for the event planner. So in order to best do that, they would love to see a demo video, which again, is just a couple of minutes. They don't need to watch 60 minutes of a full talk or presentation. They'll know pretty quick whether or not you're a good fit and if you are what they're looking for. So it's important to have that demo video, and also recognize that with your website, with your demo video, you're creating version 1.0. So over time, you can improve those. You get better footage. You can update your website. So at this point in my career, I've had 6 or 7 or 8 different demo videos and websites. And so work with what you've got, do it with excellence, and improve as you go. And in fact, one of the things within one of our training programs is we actually provide websites and demo videos to speakers. So we make it as turnkey as possible. All right. Next step of the process is the A, acquire paid speaking gigs, acquire paid speaking gigs. Now, this is the part that oftentimes people just want to fast forward to. Just like, yeah, dude, just tell me how do I find and book gigs. But if you don't have these other pieces in place first, it's really hard to be able to find gigs. Now, at this point, it's important to not only have a system in place, but be much more proactive than reactive. So a mistake that some speakers make is just saying like, okay, I got my website, I got my video, and now I just sit back and I wait for the phone to ring. And that just doesn't work. Like, you have a nice website, you have a nice video, that's great. Your mom is thrilled. She's going to tell both of her friends. Nobody else cares. Okay. So it's important at this point that we start the ball rolling, because speaking is very much a momentum business. The more you speak, the more you speak. So at this point, one of the things that we want to start doing is reaching out to decision makers and event planners who would be a good fit for what it is that you speak about. This is why, again, it's so important that you're clear on who you speak to and what problem you solve. So let's say that you want to speak to realtors, right? Then there's going to be a variety of different real estate conferences, associations, conventions, groups, trade shows, gatherings that you could potentially speak to. So to get the ball rolling, one thing you could do is begin to reach out to them and start conversations and find out more about their events, what it is that they're looking for, and how you might be a good fit. Also, make sure that you put the word out. Let everyone in your sphere of influence know that you're a speaker. Now, not all of them, or maybe very few of them, or maybe none of them are actually looking for speakers, but they all know somebody who may be looking for a speaker. So it's important to let people know. Now, at the same time, you want to be, again, much more proactive than reactive. Just, you know, putting on social media or telling a couple friends, hey, I'm a speaker now, like, that's not going to move the needle for you. So you want to not only start to reach out to people and be proactive about pitching, but at the same time, follow up. Don't just say, hey, if you need a speaker, I hope you think of me. Good luck. Like, don't do that. Like, reach out to people, but then be strategic about following up and staying top of mind. And again, we teach all of that much more in depth. And then the last part of the process, K, is know when to scale. Know when to scale, meaning people who are interested in speaking are also typically interested in writing a book or coaching or consulting or doing a course or doing some type of training program. Like, you can do all the things, you just can't do all the things at once, meaning something's going to come first and something's going to come last. So you've got to be really, really clear about how speaking fits into the mix and what you want to do. There are speakers that I know that do over 100 gigs a year and they don't do anything else, and that's fine. And speakers that do 5 gigs a year and they have a bunch of other things where they're working on, and that's also fine. It doesn't really matter. It's just you have to be clear on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And again, how does speaking fit into that? So again, that's kind of the overview, high level overview there of the speaker success roadmap and exactly what we teach over at the Speaker Lab. Now, we also have a book called The Successful Speaker, which is 5 steps to booking gigs, getting paid, building your platform. And it goes through that speak framework way more in depth. So if you want to check that out, you can go to successfulspeakerbook.com. Again, that is successfulspeakerbook.com. You can get a free copy of the book. Just pay a couple bucks for shipping and we will send that out to you. So again, my name is Grant Baldwin from the Speaker Lab. If there's anything we can do to help you, support you, please feel free to reach out, hit us up anytime. You're awesome.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, LinkedIn. Now, let me share a quick story. When I was looking to hire for my team, I needed someone who not only had the skills, but also fit our company culture. I turned to LinkedIn Jobs and it made the process seamless. The quality of candidates I found was exceptional and it saved me tons of time. Having quality candidates to interview is essential and LinkedIn Jobs makes it incredibly easy to find them. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. It's a platform that connects you with professionals you won't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? If you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're missing these candidates. Plus, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours on LinkedIn. And they're always looking to make the process easier. They even launched a feature to help you write job descriptions. So if you're ready to find your next great hire, post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.